Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Philadelphia Sports Nation. I'm your host, Julian Brower the King. Today is August 8th, 2015. I'm happy to be here with you guys talking about the Cole Hamels trade recently. So, as we all know, the Phillies traded Cole Hamels to the Texas Rangers for Jorge Alfaro, Nick Williams, Jake Thompson, Jared Eichhoff, Alec Asher, and then Matt Harrison, who is pretty much just a throw-in because of money. The Phillies were willing to throw in money in this deal, so they got back Matt Harrison in return. Matt Harrison's been dealing with some back injuries in recent years, has struggled in recent years, but you never know. Maybe things will change for him as he makes a transition from the American League to now the National League. Things may change with the consideration of, you know, considering how the National League fares from the American League in terms of power. So Matt Harrison might or might not revive his career in Philadelphia. He has 2 years remaining, so he'll probably start for the time being, be a veteran starter as the Phillies are in rebuilding mode. The Phillies are retooling. They're trying out new pitchers, and they have some new pitchers coming up soon, but with Jake Thompson, Jared Eichhoff, and Alec Asher now, they have really bolstered their pitching depth. They've really bolstered their pitching depth with not only them, but Ben Lively, Zach Eflin, Nick Pivetta, who was acquired in the Jonathan Papelbon deal, in the minors. So they've really bolstered their pitching depth. Would I say that some of these pitchers, Zach Eflin, Ben Lively, Jared Eichhoff, Jake Thompson, or possibly Adam Morgan, have a shot at being a frontline starter, a solidified piece of the Phillies' future rotation? Well, I'll make no mistake about it. Some of these guys can go on to start for the Philadelphia Phillies down the line. Some of them can wind up in the bullpen, but I truly believe after even the Cole Hamels deal, the Phillies have still not yet to land another frontline star next to Aaron Nola. After getting rid of Cole Hamels, it's very critical, very essential now that the Phillies go out and get another frontline star next to Aaron Nola just pitched again last night in San Diego, did pretty well. gave up three earned runs to the San Diego Padres. You exclude Dominic Brown's error in right field last night. Nola probably had gone six innings without three runs, but he did fine anyways. He's been doing fine anyways since the Phillies called him up to the majors. Aaron Nola has done quite one heck of a job for them. If you could just give me 1 second here. All right, there we go. Yeah, so, and by the way, guys, you can call into the show right now. I'm going to be on the air for a while. I'm sure the show is 347-215-6966. Once again, 347-215-6966 is how you can reach the show and talk about the Cole Hamels deal, Eagles, you name it. We can talk about anything here live on the air, but anyways, though, the Phillies is Aaron Nola has done pretty well since being called up. Now the Phillies just need another frontline star, whether it's through free agency or the draft. Draft next year has highly talented number one prospect AJ Puke from Florida, another SEC pitcher who could be pro ready within a couple of years or so. Phillies could look towards the draft or even free agency with now their new owner, John Middleton. John Middleton, a very wealthy guy who recently sold a portion of his ownership to a tobacco company. So now he's prioritized the Philadelphia Phillies than anything. He has prioritized to lead the Phillies into the future now with David Montgomery likely out of the picture now. Milton is in power, pretty much in power to spend. This guy can spend and hopefully bring around another frontline starter next to Aaron Nola, but don't get confused here. I think Jake Thompson, Jared Eichhoff, and I'm not sure about Al Gasher, but I think Jared Eichhoff and Jake Thompson will become valuable additions down the line. From Jake Thompson, he has such a wonderful slider, arguably one of the best sliders in minor league baseball right now, but you have to argue that he's struggled with his command a bit. He's spawned from the Detroit Tigers, the Texas Rangers, to now the Philadelphia Phillies. The Philadelphia Phillies are hoping they can work with Jake Thompson's command and get him to the big leagues very soon. Some people think he can be the middle of the rotation guy, possibly top of the rotation guy as well, but truly see his upside lane towards a mid-rotation starter. Even after watching him in Reading this past week, he did pretty well in his debut in Reading. In Reading, red and blue, he didn't strike out as many batters, but definitely showed solid command, shows he can command the ball very solidly, so pretty good job in his debut. Only gave up one earned run and won the game for the Reading Phils. Some people say, well, Jake Thompson is coming over from the Texas League, in which wasn't so pitcher-friendly, was included a lot of bandbox ballparks, so maybe Jake Thompson will adjust better to the Eastern League and beyond. because the Phillies really need one of their minor league pitchers to excel in the majors. They've given up Jonathan Papelbon for Nick Pivetta. They've given up Ben Revere for Alberto Torrado and Jimmy Cordero. The Phillies have essentially, like I said, bolstered their pitching depth, but one of these pitchers they've acquired in recent deals has to come away strong and perform well in the majors down the line. Jake Thompson is just a matter of time. It's a matter of time if and when he gets called up and proves himself as a star. I think there's really, I think expectations would be, or in fact, expectations are high on Jake Thompson. Expectations are high, and it'd be a big disappointment if Jake Thompson were to land in the bullpen. I think a guy like this needs to really, really show he can be a starter for the Phils for years and years to come. So it'll be interesting how he pans out down the line. We can't argue with the package the Phillies got back in return for Cole Hamels. The Texas Rangers were pretty much the only team out there who were willing to give up as many prospects as anyone. They had and still have so much depth in their farm system with Nomar Mazara, Joey Gallo, Luis Ortiz, who I wanted more than any other pitcher in their farm system. Personally, I think Luis Ortiz would have been nice, but Phil's a pretty set on acquiring pitchers ready in time for 2016 or 2017. Luis Ortiz is a little bit more of a long-term project, but would have liked to had seen him in the deal. Although, like I said, the Phillies got back as much as you could ask. Yeah, they threw on money, but they got back as much as they could ask. I mean, I predicted the Phillies to acquire Domingo Santana, make a trade with the Houston Astros at the deadline, but as it turned out, Hamels denied them. The Phillies were really high on Domingo Santana, whom they signed back from the Dominican Republic. They traded him away in the Hunter Pence deal, unfortunately. I think he's going to have a solid career in Milwaukee now. I think Milwaukee got back a big piece, Domingo Santana and Brett Phillips, in return for Carlos Gomez. And I was quite shocked to hear first that the Houston Astros actually gave away Domingo Santana and Brett Phillips for Carlos Gomez. Gomez is not really the same as he was a couple years ago. His numbers have sort of dropped since a couple years ago. I mean, he hasn't been that consistent throughout his career and on. I don't know what the Houston Astros were thinking. Gomez is a nice piece right now as they try to clinch the playoffs, but still they gave up two highly talented outfield prospects in Brett Phillips and Domingo Santana. And I truly believe those guys are way better than who they just drafted this year, Kyle Tucker and Dallas Cameron. A little disappointing, although, what can I say? Cole Hamels wanted to go to Texas, said He knew a really good friend, old roommate, well, from Texas. So, did he go to Texas? He opted to go to Texas, and the Phils got back, I believe, as much as you could ask for. As much as you could ask for. There's no guarantee that Alfaro will be an all-star catcher. Williams will be arguably the best prospect in this deal. But you just have to evaluate right now in terms of these players' upside. And as I look at Jorge Alfaro is still behind the curve a bit. He's still behind the curve in terms of plate discipline. I'd argue Williams more ahead of the curve than Alfaro. Williams can obviously hit, run, field. The Phillies got what they exactly needed in Nick Williams, which was a corner outfielder who has the potential of being not only the best prospect in this deal, but corner outfielder of the futures. So I listened in to ESPN right after the deal. Jason Stark, very, very, very good analyst at ESPN. Not too many ESPN analysts I like by him. Stark, even familiar with local ties, used to work in the local area, but he knows quite a lot. He knows quite a lot. He mentioned Nick Williams and Ken Griffey Jr. in the same sentence. Now, if you look at the size and measurables, both of them compare favorably. Compare favorably well. So, Williams also has plus power. Plus power. The other day in Reading, he hit two home runs in a single game. Went 4-4 as well. 4-4 as well. He has what it takes. I truly believe he has what it takes. He's really matured ever since high school. He had some incidents in high school, but ever since matured at the plate, and got his act together. Looks to be the top prospect in this deal right now. Because, like I said, Alfaro still needs some work. In terms of plate discipline, needs to recognize breaking balls a bit more well and refine his catching skills. He needs to really refine his catching skills if he wants to stay behind the plate. I'm not, someone said the other day, or someone brought up the debate the other day that Andrew Knapp could very well be the Phillies catcher of the future. He could very well be the best catcher in the Phillies farm system right now. As in his last 30 games at Reading, he's hit .373 ever since being called up from Lakewood Advanced A onto AA Reading. So Andrew Knapp has quite made a name for himself in Reading. He's even from Farm System Report down Reading, improved behind the plate. He's more of an offensive catcher, but shows that he's more ready than Alfaro now. There's no denying Alfaro has the all-star potential as a catcher, but it's just a matter of recognizing breaking balls more, a matter of refining his catching skills, and and recover from ankle injury. Right now, he's recovering from ankle injury, which means I'm not too sure if we're going to even see Alfaro next year in Philadelphia. He might very well play out one season in AAA and go on to the big leagues. So it's a matter of time if Alfaro comes back, stays in behind the plate, or switches to the outfield. I think maybe Alfaro would be more suited for the outfield with his arm. I think it's a possibility considering how well he can move as well behind the plate and just all around. So Alfaro was one of the top-rated prospects in this deal, but I have my concerns. I have my concerns for Alfaro as he's really one, in my opinion, to keep a close eye out for. He needs to really shore up some flaws before he heads to the major leagues. But overall, the Phillies did pretty solid. Didn't mention Jared Eichhoff, I think, could become a star. Possibly number five, but I don't know. Just look at his stuff, his arsenal of pitches. His arsenal of pitches convinces me he could very well be a setup pitcher down the line. So, I mean, he's just one of these other guys that the Phillies bolstered their pitching depth for. He can turn into a starting pitcher, bullpen pitcher. So can Eflin. So can what's his name? Nick Pivetta. So Phillies trade away Jonathan Papelbon. I was really stoked the Phillies trade away Papelbon. Half of me likes him, half of me doesn't. He'll always be remembered as the Phillies' leading all-time saves closer, but really had this about him since he first arrived on the scene. I wish Ryan Madsen was still around, but that's not the case, being that he's now gone from baseball due to multiple arm surgeries. But glad Papelbon's gone. Glad Rivera's gone as well. And it's a little sad Rivera didn't. And he said that he enjoyed his time in Philadelphia, but here was a guy who just came in as the turmoil began, from losing to Ryan Sandberg to the state of the locker room, clubhouse. So I kind of feel bad for Rivera. You know, he was a good player for the time being. We knew since the Phillies acquired him, he had never developed power, but he went on to be a solid on base dealer, solid on base hitter. So can't say anything bad about Rivera, although uh, considering his age, it was time for him to go. It was time for him to go. Maybe he could have stayed for another 3-4 years, but you figure then, you know, the Phillies will it's great now that us Philly fans have a better vision as to where this team is going now after this Cole Hamels deal. It's wonderful. We know where we're heading, and looking into the future, the Phillies look pretty good, but it's a matter of how these prospects develop and make a name for themselves in the big leagues. But Crawford's right now the number one prospect in our system, one of the top 5-10 prospects according to Baseball America and MLB.com, but he needs to improve his bat just a little bit more. He's still in Double A. I mean, he's still taking his time a bit because, you know, he needs to develop his bat a bit more, even though he has the potential of a Gold Glove award winner for years and years to come. So, you know, Phillies have some promising prospects. And Michael Franco, J.P. Crawford, Andrew Knapp. I'm really high on Andrew Knapp. I think could be in the major leagues next year. Nick Williams. I think Nick Williams definitely has a future in the big leagues. But other than that core of talent, it's all wait and see. Phillies drafted Cornelius Randolph. He's going to, by then, Phillies may have another frontline star. They may have some replacement at first for Ryan Howard. But Howard's going to come in handy next year. He's doing solid right now since the All-Star break. So is Dominic Brown. You know, I'd be quite surprised if Dominic Brown came back next year, but he'll come in handy next year because we all know that Miguel needs some support in the middle of the order, and Ryan is one of those veterans who can still step in the cleanup spot and show flashes of old consistency. So, Howard would be good for another year or more. Not sure if he should stick around for more than a year or two, but he'll definitely be a veteran presence as some of these prospects continue to develop. Future's looking a lot brighter right now. There's just no telling those will be 3-4 years. There's definitely no telling signs with how wonderful the Mets' rotation is, with how wonderful the Nationals roster is, but the Phillies are going to have to develop their prospects, and as time goes on, set forth a plan of contending again with teams like the Mets and Washington Nationals. We're going to have to set forth a plan that their team, their young roster will play just as fine when it comes time to winning. So, future's looking a lot brighter, but Cole Hamels will definitely be missed. Cole will always be known for being the only pitcher to win the World Series MVP. The Phillies ace, Hollywood kid. So many names for Cole Hamels, but at the end of the day, you call him a winner, and he wanted to go play for a winner. So Texas is right now in contention, and they can very well be in contention for a couple years with Yu Darvish, Josh Hamilton, Adrian Beltre. Some of these guys are entering the twilight of their careers, but some of them are still not done chasing that World Series ring. So, you call Cole Hamels a winner because can certainly help the Texas Rangers down the line. He hasn't done so bad in his first couple games in Texas. Hasn't done so bad. It looks more calm, poised at the mound now. So that's wonderful. I feel great for Cole Hamels. I feel really good about where he's at now in his life. He'll always keep his foundation in Philadelphia. He'll always keep some of his heart in Philadelphia. He even said, still have a house here in Philadelphia too. So, just shows you so much of how wonderful of a guy Cole Hamels was. And is. So, Cole Hamels will definitely be missed, although the Phillies definitely turn the corner in this deal. It'll be a disappointment if Williams or Alfaro don't even pan out, but hopefully we can say the Phillies' future looks a whole lot brighter than it did last year and the year before. So I'm pretty excited again for Phillies baseball. I got tired past couple of seasons watching us lose the same old core. Glad now Phillies are finally turning the corner. Funny, my friend ran into Ruben Amaro Jr. the other day, got an autographed ball from him. Should maybe get rid of the ball. I don't know. It's Ruben Amaro's autograph for crying out loud, but what you gonna do? Ruben Amaro has made mistakes in the past, but after triggering this Cole Hamels deal for 6 to 8 months and acquiring Nick Williams, Jorge Alfaro, Jake Thompson, others, it'd be crazy to say that Ruben's legacy could turn out well the end of his tenure. We don't know if the Phillies are going to re-up Ruben Amaro's contract after this season, but after he possibly leaves, we could be saying, well, Ruben built this core foundation of J.P. Crawford, Michael Franco, Nick Williams, others. We truly don't know how these players will pan out, but it'd be crazy to say if Rubin actually turned the corner here prior to exiting, and still got crapped on anyways. He gets crapped on most of the time in Philadelphia, but even Fanatic, WIP, but be crazy to think. Although, that about does it for today. I could talk a little bit about the Philadelphia Eagles, but we know their season's coming up, preseason's coming up, and we got a whole lot to talk about as it relates to the Eagles in weeks to come. So, we'll have much more ahead on the Philadelphia Eagles soon. Can always check back on PHL Sports Nation on Twitter to find out when the show goes live, to find out what I'll be discussing. But yeah, this about does it for today. Show will go live once a week at my convenience. It's pretty hard to work around my schedule here, so it's nice to hop on air every once in a while and talk some Philly sports. Us fans of Philadelphia sports, I'm a real proud fan of Philadelphia sports, and who always will, who will always be willing to sit down and talk Philly sports with you guys. You guys are more welcome to call in any time and talk about what's going on with Chip Kelly, what's going on with Brandon Boykin, what's going on with the culture, what's going on with Joel Embiid. Guys are more than welcome to call in any time, but we'll be on next week. Philadelphia Sports Nation will be on next week again. So until then, take care, guys.